back in those days when somebody died, the whole neighborhood dropped everything that they were doing, went to the neighbor's house. They even prepared the body, put it in the casket, and set up with it there. Mm-hmm. Of course, the idea of sitting up there, I didn't know it till one cousin Tom White over here. I just had come back from World War II. And he died, and I went over and sat up there that night. It was three of us sitting out. Well, we were sitting out in a room, and we got up. It got a little hot. They didn't have no fans or air conditioning us back in those days. They just had electricity. And we went up and went on the outside of the porch. And this cat come around, and that cat got to squalling, and every hair on my head stood up. And I know Reen said, now let's get up and go back in the house, because that cat that smelled that body, and he's going to try to get to it. So we were sure to close all the doors to keep that cat away from the body, and that's where we stayed the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. And that's where the idea of setting up with the body originated, was to keep the cats and varmints off from the body there to mutilate.
Do you ever hear of dogs, I thought of this when you said about the dog who's been with your father so much. Did you ever hear of strange dogs howling as a sign of death?
Well now, the colored people there was very superstitious on things like that. But as for us, I never heard of it. In other words, they would say a dove, a cooing there at a certain time of day meant so-and-so, superstitious things like that. But, and I know, I never will forget one saying that they said that the jaybird, was a jaybird of the wren carried three grains of sand to hell each day and back. And I just, those old sayings stuck
right,
with me.
Right. They're wonderful things to remember. Yeah. Did you ever hear about a woodpecker as a sign of death, as an omen of some?
Now what was that, a sign of death? It was something tiny, it was something, yeah. There's old saying there of the rainbow. Rainbow in the morning was a sailor take warning. Rainbow at night was sailor's delight. Mm-hmm. And I noticed my mother and my father would notice that rainbow. And when they'd see that a rainbow in the morning, they said, well, something bad gonna happen. Sailor take warning.
A weather indicator.
That's right.
I was in Ripley last week, and maybe you know her, Jenny.
No.
She's much interested in this sort of thing, and
Ripley, Tennessee or Mississippi now?
Tennessee. She's very fond of birds, and her tenant, she's been feeding a woodpecker all winter. And he kept coming back, suddenly disappeared. Well, our tenant farmer said that he had finally got him. And he said, well, what'd you kill him for? I really got to be very fond of him. Well, he said, you don't want that woodpecker around, that means death.
Is that right? Yeah. I never heard of that.
He finally shot him. To bring
of course, now the colored people there, they're not nothing like as superstitious now as they were back when I was a kid. I never will forget what happened. Now the old road came out here, and I was just a kid, of course, barefooted. And I know up yonder there, where one of the houses stood there, I played with a little colored boy. That's all I had to play with there. In fact, I played with him. I didn't eat with him or sleep with him, but I played with him there from sunup to sundown when I wasn't working. And I know I stuck a nail in my foot. And I come this running, and of course that nail was going deeper. And this colored man running caught me and helped me down there, and the other colored man come around and pulled a nail out. And when they let me up, boom, man, I come home like a bullet. Of course, blood was flying.